2:14 left in the third. The Bruins with the 2-1 lead. And the faceoff will stay in the Hawks zone. Circle to the right of Corey Crawford.
Building's getting ramped up here. We're hoping that the Bruins can hang on here. 2:14 to go. First game seven, a couple nights from now at the United Center, if that's the case. Andrew Shaw is still being redirected off the ice because he still has blood coming out of the cut. Wes McCauley wants him to clean things up there before he comes off the ice. The fight doctor in the corner.
Yeah. Purdy Pacheco. A little bit of an ooze on those cuts. Reminds me of Butch Goring from the 1980 Stanley Cup Finals, Islanders and Flyers. Inside the Hawk zone. Here's Roosevelt along the right boards. Moving it to Keith Hawk line. Put it ahead, Stahlberg over the Bruin line, left wing. Stahlberg tried to jam it through, deflects to Keith. He fires. That's off the glass in behind the Bruin net. Roosevelt along the right board. Put it down to Shaw behind the Bruin net. He took the puck into the right corner. And then it's pulled off his stick by Kelly. Put it ahead to Peverly, who moves it to center ice off Roosevelt's stick. Chris Kelly took it over the center ice red stripe. Dumps the puck down the left boards in behind the Hawk net. Keith back to get it. 1:30 on the clock as Keith carries out to the Hawk line. Drops it there to Kane. He'll cut with the puck through center ice and over the Bruin line. There goes Crawford to the Hawk bench. Kane down the left wing to the circle. Fires a shot. Grasp with a butterfly save. Hawks play with an empty net and six attackers. Keith on the left board. The chase beside the net. Put it in front. Bickle shoots. He scores! Brian Bickle with a point-blank shot. Beats Rask with 1:16 to go in the third period. And we're tied at two. Bickle with his first goal of the finals and 10th on the playoffs ties the score.
Man, Duncan Keith pinches down the wall and he makes a beautiful play. But to start it all off, Patrick Kane just danced his way through the neutral zone. The Boston Bruins just trying to stick check Patrick Kane. That didn't get it done. Duncan Keith is down in the corner. He gets it to Taves. Taves out between the legs of the defenseman Zdeno Chara. And Brian Bickle is right on the doorstep, and he just hammers it home. We got 1:16 to go here in period three. It is 2-2 Hawks Bruins, game six. Unbelievable.
So Bickle from Taves and Kane at 18:44 of the fifth third bank third period. Hjalmarsson Hawk line right wing. Put it ahead to Bolin. Racing over the Bruin line. Gave it up for a leak. He fires from the right circle. Stick save made by Rask. Here's Oduya drive. The hole and he score! It's Bolin in front of the net. Oduya fired a shot and deflected it on Rask. He left the rebound in the paint of the crease. And there was Dave Bolin to drive it home. 58 seconds away from the Stanley Cup are the Chicago Blackhawks. They lead the Bruins 3-2.
This place is stunned, and so am I. Unbelievable. Great play by the Blackhawks. They got it back to the point. They had lots of traffic in front of the net. Dave Bolin, who has now 5 points in this series against the Boston Bruins, his third goal in this series. He picked up the big empty netter in game five. We've got 58 seconds to go. The Hawks up 3-2. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. The Bruins fan, they're all standing and they just are in a state of disbelief. The Boston Bruins call their timeout right now. Corey Crawford was on the bench for an extra attacker when the Blackhawks were down one. Now the Bruins are going to have to get their goaltender Tuukka Rask on the bench as quick as possible. They're down one, 58 seconds to go. What a turnaround in such a short period of time. Unbelievable.
The Hawks strike twice in the span of 18 seconds in the third period and have taken the lead on the Boston Bruins. And this next faceoff will be incredibly huge for the Blackhawks' fortunes here if they can hang on and win this hockey game and win the Stanley Cup.
This isn't over yet, though. This is not over yet. Wow.
You're going to see Bergeron taking the draw for the Bruins for sure, and probably against Hawk captain Jonathan Taves. Two of the best faceoff men in the National Hockey League. And now Joel Quenneville has decided to put Dave Bolin along with Frolik and Marcus Kruger out there. So I stand corrected.
This is the group that were out there in game five that scored the goal. Frolik forced a turnover from Torrey Krug. Dave Bolin put it into the empty net. It's all yours, John.
Here we go. Bolin wins the draw to Hjalmarsson Hawk line. Sends it up the boards in front of the benches for Frolik. Off his stick. Krug sends it back to Frolik. He dumps it in on Rask. He knocks it away to the corner. 48 seconds left in the third. Chara along the right board. Put the puck in behind the Boston net. The Krug with 42. Here's Krug. Steps out in front of his net. He'll lead the Bruin rush. Put it ahead. Krejci at center ice. Rask now heads to the Boston bench. The Bruins will go with an empty net and six attackers. The puck is dumped down the boards by Krejci behind the Hawk net. Lucic far corner coughs it up to Frolik. He clears it to the line, and it's slotted down by Horton. Taves escapes with the puck to center ice. Lost it though. Bruins get it back. Krug over the center ice circle. Coughed it up to Taves. The Frolik. Now to Taves over the center ice circle. Tried to fire it on goal. Stopped by the Bruins Bergeron. He moves it ahead to Krejci Hawk line. Spins it down on Crawford. He turned it wide to Seabrook, who sent it off the glass and down ice. Here's Taves with an empty net. Moves it over the Bruin line. He's tripped. Ladies and gentlemen, the Chicago Blackhawks have won the Stanley Cup. They've won the Stanley Cup for the second time in four seasons. The Chicago Blackhawks have won the Stanley Cup. They beat the Boston Bruins here tonight in Boston. The final score in Game 6. The Blackhawks 3 and the Bruins 2. And Lord Stanley is moving back to the Windy City.
Oh, man. Just incredible. You can't even describe what has happened here in the last 2 minutes. It's just, it's absolutely mind-boggling. Oh, wow. Wow.
Oh, man, what a scene on the ice surface. All the Blackhawk players who were in the lineup tonight are all down mobbing Corey Crawford, and all of the Black Aces who got into their uniforms just in case this moment arrived have all skated down to join the fray as well. The Chicago Blackhawks, for the fifth time in franchise history, have won the Stanley Cup.